If you do a lot of walking, you should be careful if you're on the streets of Florida. The cities in that state top the list of the most dangerous for pedestrians, including Orlando, Tampa, Miami, and Jacksonville. At the other end of the list, the safest cities for pedestrians include Seattle, Portland, and Minneapolis-St. Paul. These cities were ranked by a group called Transportation for America, based on federal and state records. This group is urging government officials to keep pedestrians in mind as they plan new roads and fix the old ones. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Each year, about 5,000 people lose their lives walking along roads in the United States. Most of the people who were hit were walking near roads like this one. It's about 30 minutes outside Washington in an area of Fairfax County, Virginia, called Hybla Valley. It's a surface street. It's six lanes of fast-moving two-way traffic. There are restaurants and motels and convenience stores on either side. Behind those are apartments and homes, and the residents often take a shortcut right across the six lanes to catch a bus. Barbara McCann of the National Coalition for Complete Streets says this doesn't really encourage more people to use buses.
We will see people standing on the side of the road next to a pole in the grass. With no protection, no crossing. They've had to dash across an uncontrolled intersection to get to the bus. And it's something that people in their cars look at and say, I'm not going to do that.
But not everyone has a choice about it.
I do have a car. It's just, you know, not working properly, and I don't have the money to pay for it right now. Just getting across the street is a little dangerous.
24-year-old Corina Power has just made a mad dash across the six lanes.
There's a turning lane that can turn anytime as long as it's clear. So there are always cars coming from that way. And then the light can change at any time up here, so there are cars coming that way. So you have to wait for the cars to stop or wait for a chance for you to get across the street. And quite often, cars have had to stop just to let me cross, which is nice, but it's also dangerous because, you know, if they decide not to stop, I'm either standing in the middle of the street or I'm hit.
This slightly mad scene in Hybla Valley is typical of suburban strips throughout the country that were built just after World War II. Virginia's Assistant Secretary of Transportation, Nicholas Donahue, says these areas were not as developed then.
They were built in an area where there really wasn't much development, and for better or worse, the thought was made that people wouldn't really be walking there in the future. And as the areas, particularly Northern Virginia and other parts of the state, have started to become more suburban and urban, we realize that's not the right way to go about this.
Since 2004, he says, state officials decided all new transportation projects have to plan for pedestrians and bicyclists. Dr. Linda DeGutis, an associate professor at Yale University, says health officials have also played a key role in pushing for these changes, and not just to prevent accidents.
We've seen a tremendous decline in walking and physical activity as we've built more and more roads that are really hostile and unsafe for pedestrians.
DeGutis was speaking for the American Public Health Association, which says this has contributed to the increase in chronic disease conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, all of which are helped by exercise and walking. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.